The state police at Lowell reported a two-vehicle crash on Interstate 65 Saturday night, about 1 mile south of the Crown Point exit, that fatally injured one passenger, 25-year-old Anavia Gadushu of Chicago, and severely injured four others. In a Sunday press release, state law enforcement said in their preliminary investigation that a minivan was traveling northbound, driving approximately 10 to 15 miles an hour, following another vehicle that was having mechanical issues. A person driving a pickup truck did not see how slow the van was going, swerved, trying to miss the van, but struck it in the back. There were only two front seats in the van, while five others were sitting on boxes in the back, unrestrained. As of yesterday evening, there had been no update on their injuries. The state police at Lowell said in a press release that three passengers who were not properly restrained, ages 19, 9, and 5, were killed just after midnight Friday, as the vehicle they were traveling in crashed into the back of a semi-truck box trailer parked on the shoulder of Interstate 65 in Lake County. The 19-year-old was identified as Renia Simpson of Chicago, and the two children were also Chicago residents. Authorities said the vehicle was traveling at a high rate of speed. A fourth juvenile was airlifted from the scene with life-threatening injuries, while the driver of the SUV, 31-year-old Renee Foster of Gary, received upper body injuries and was transported to an area hospital. The semi parked on the shoulder had mechanical issues. Renee Foster is preliminarily charged with counts of neglect of a dependent, a felony. She also faces charges of reckless driving, driving with an expired vehicle registration, and four counts of child restraint violations. The press release also said alcohol is considered to be a factor in the crash. A North Judson man, 69-year-old Eddie Smith, was fatally injured in a one-vehicle motorcycle crash Thursday evening near State Road 39, about 4 miles north of U.S. 30 in LaPorte County. A press release from the LaPorte County Sheriff's Office indicated Smith was traveling southbound when his motorcycle left the east side of the roadway and he was ejected. Law enforcement reported he was transported to an area hospital, but he passed away from the injuries sustained in the crash. The Indiana State Police reported a Tippecanoe School Corporation school bus and motorcycle crash near the intersection of State Road 28 and County Road 400 East, approximately 6 miles west of I-65, fatally injured the operator of the motorcycle Friday afternoon. Four children from Wainwright Middle School were on the bus. No other injuries reported. In the state law enforcement press release, they said the preliminary investigation revealed the bus was southbound on the county road, had stopped at the intersection with State Road 28, then entered the intersection in an attempt to turn left. And it was at that time the westbound motorcycle made contact with a bus. Authorities said despite life-saving efforts, the motorcyclist was pronounced deceased at the scene. Names were not released. The investigation is continuing. Indiana conservation officers stated they are investigating the drowning of 20-year-old Christopher Allman of North Vernon that took place at Crosley Lake in Jennings County last Thursday evening, about 40 miles southeast of Indianapolis. A press release from the DNR stated Allman was attempting to back a pickup down a boat ramp, and the pickup entered the water and traveled about 100 feet from the ramp. The victim and a passenger exited the pickup into the water, attempting to swim back to shore. The passenger made it safely, but Allman reportedly went under and never surfaced. Conservation officers recovered the man's body shortly after 1 a.m. on Friday. Food Finders will be in White County with their mobile pantry on Tuesday. The event will be at the Monticello United Methodist Church at 200 South Main Street, beginning at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. The amount of food available does vary, and distribution will be on a first-come, first-served basis. Please do not arrive on Tuesday before 12:30 Eastern Time. Stay safe and well, everyone. I'm Russ Martin.